The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about cruelty to animals, praying that you will help to stop it.
This is the Stop Animal Cruelty series on Supreme Master Television. Every day, we use body care products and cosmetics such as shampoos, soaps, toothpaste, lipstick, and makeup to cleanse and beautify ourselves. But if we knew where the ingredients in some of these products came from, we would be utterly shocked, as many are obtained through the brutal slaughter of our animal co-inhabitants. Today, we'll examine the bloody truth behind the making of these items. The first thing most of us do when we wake up in the morning is brush our teeth. No harm to animals, right? Wrong. Many are unaware that some manufacturers add an ingredient called glycerin to toothpaste, which may be derived from the fat of pigs and cows. The glycerin contained in toothpaste, shampoo, moisturizers, lotions, soap, mouthwash and chewing gum has lubricating properties, and so is also an ingredient in automobile brake and transmission fluid. To produce glycerin, the bodies of dead pigs and cows are transported to rendering plants, where they're placed in huge pots, along with the parts of other animals, such as cats, dogs, skunks, deer, and raccoons. Rejected supermarket meat may also be added. This mixture of death is then boiled down under intense pressure to extract the fat, and the sloppy goop produced may even be put in lipstick and makeup. Thus, unsuspecting consumers end up with the fat of dead animals on their faces. Animals killed for meat often have other parts of their bodies processed to make cosmetics and medicines. For example, the blood, uteruses, and lungs of slaughtered animals may be purchased by the pharmaceutical industry for use in drugs. Keratin is the main building block of hair, so many companies add this protein to their hair products. However, the gruesome truth about keratin is that it's extracted from the ground-up horns, hooves, feathers, and hair of slaughtered animals through the use of water, heat, and acid. The drug and cosmetic companies have no excuse for their barbaric use of animal parts, when there are vegetable and synthetic sources that can easily replace these bloody additives. Now, before we move on to other animal byproducts used in cosmetics, let's find out about what happens to cows before they're brutally slaughtered and processed. First, to produce offspring, a female cow is mounted onto a rack and forcibly inseminated using a metal syringe. After giving birth to a calf, the baby is ripped away from its mother while both cry out for each other. The calf then spends the rest of its short, miserable life cramped inside a shed with hundreds of other orphaned babies who are forced to stand in their own urine and feces. During this time, the helpless animals are branded for identification with searing hot rods, which inflict third-degree burns. Apart from this torture, the youngsters are also dehorned and castrated without the benefit of anesthetics or painkillers. These cruel procedures are carried out by poorly trained, unskilled labourers with no veterinary background or concern for the animals. In the filthy, sordid environment of the sheds, infections are common. For sustenance, the young cows are fed corn mixed with filler, which may include discarded, ground-up parts of animals such as other cows. When they reach a certain weight, the bovine are rounded up using electric prods and separated from the rest of the herd, causing great fear and trauma. The animals are then forced up ramps onto cramped trucks with no space to move and no access to food or water. The ensuing trip across country or to other countries is long, and due to the swaying of the trucks, the cows may fall and injure themselves or one another. But with no veterinary care, they simply have to bear the pain as well as extreme weather conditions. Many cows are too weak to survive such an arduous journey and may die or collapse before reaching the slaughterhouse. Those that are downed or injured are dragged off the truck with a tractor and chain. As the sick, terrified animals are herded into the slaughterhouse, they can hear the screams of other cows being killed and are thus filled with sheer terror and panic. The cows are then brought into a so-called stunning box, where they're shot in the head with a metal bolt to render them unconscious. However, this process may need to be repeated several times, as it's often ineffective. Next, a metal chain is tied to the cow's hind feet, and they're hoisted upside down onto a conveyor belt, where their throats are sickeningly slit so that they bleed out. During this phase, a cow can regain consciousness due to the pain and may inadvertently choke on her own blood. After this murderous process, the body parts are sent to a rendering plant. Let's now look at other products and the animal-based ingredients used in their manufacture. As with glycerin, stearic acid and its derivatives, such as stearamide and stearates, may be made from the fat of rendered cows, pigs, and other animals, including euthanized dogs. Stearic acid is often found in underarm deodorants, facial cleansers, creams, cosmetics, hair conditioners, hairsprays, foods, and drugs. There are a wide variety of plant and synthetic sources of stearic acid. Thus, there is no excuse in our day and age for continuing the savage tradition of torturing and abusing animals, and then slaying them to obtain this substance. Other animal ingredients found in so-called beauty products are collagen and elastin, which are supposed to firm and soften the skin. However, no evidence exists to show that they're beneficial. Instead, they may be detrimental as they form a fatty, impermeable layer that prevents toxins from getting out and nutrients from getting into the skin. Collagen and elastin are obtained from animals' connective tissues and tendons. There are plenty of cruelty-free alternatives to both items, like almond oil for collagen and synthetic substances for elastin. Gelatin, which is derived from collagen, is yet another appalling ingredient found in beauty products, such as facial masks, as well as in many dessert products and candies like marshmallows. Gelatin is also contained in supplement and medicine capsules and in photographic film coatings. Gelatin production is ghastly. The skin, tendons, ligaments, and bones of slaughtered animals are soaked in acid and then later boiled in water. Given the bloodbath involved to create gelatin, who would want to touch any product using it? Have you ever used perfume or cologne? Well, you may be shocked to learn about the disgusting byproducts used to make you supposedly smell nice. One common ingredient in high-end perfumes is ambergris, which is bile produced in the intestines of gentle sperm whales. Ambergris is used as a fixing agent in perfumes because of the slow rate at which it evaporates. Perfume manufacturers claim that most ambergris is obtained from whale vomit scooped up by fishermen. However, this only accounts for 4% of the ambergris used worldwide. The remaining 96% is bought from the whaling industry. The fact that when you use perfume you're applying whale vomit is disgusting. But what's even more disturbing is the hunting and killing of whales. Whalers chase whales and then attempt to shoot them with grenade-tipped harpoons that explode once they're embedded in the poor animal's body. This process causes massive bleeding and trauma, but rarely kills whales immediately due to the animal's complex vascular system and their enormous size. So the whalers resort to other killing methods, such as shooting them with rifles. In this approach, up to 200 rounds of ammunition may be used to finally end the whale's life. The burning bullets violently cut through the animal's flesh, causing searing pain, severe internal bleeding, and enormous organ damage. Perfume may also contain castor or castoreum, a creamy substance secreted by beavers and used as a fixative. Beavers are hunted and killed for their anal and castor glands, which are cut out, dried, ground up, and then dissolved in alcohol to extract the castor. Fortunately, castor is not present in castor oil, which is used in food and medicines and is from the castor bean. Another substance known as musk is often used as a base and fixative in perfumes. Musk has long been obtained by slaughtering musk deer, but is now also extracted from other animals such as civet cats. In some countries such as Ethiopia, the cats are kept in cages and regularly milked for their musk, which is sold to perfume houses around the world. The process of obtaining the musk is extremely painful for the cats involved and takes several minutes as the genitalia are scraped, causing horrific, bloody injuries. The substances discussed today represent only a small fraction of the animal-based materials used in cosmetics and other body care items, as well as foods and drugs. So what can we do to stop the terrible torture and killing of our animal co-inhabitants to obtain these extracts? First, we can immediately stop buying products that have animal-derived ingredients or are tested on animals. Then we can let the companies that make these products know we oppose exploitation and ask them to use plant-based or synthetic alternatives instead. Finally, we can inform our friends and family about the ingredients in these products so that they too can use animal-friendly substitutes. Kind viewers, thank you for watching this week's edition of Stop Animal Cruelty. May all animals be forever blessed by heaven.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.